it's very important to ask questions. Since you are learning, it's not a paid position. You're learning how to do this, even though you are working. So, for example, I took over the position of my predecessor, Joyce, and whenever I had questions, she'd come in maybe once a week for only an hour for the first couple of weeks. So I'd make a list of questions for her and ask her, what am I doing right? What should I be working on? And so that really helped me. And for whoever the next membership marketing coordinator is, I will still be in the office, only be part-time. But definitely, it's important to ask me questions or ask whatever your specialty here is. If you're a JRF, for example, then ask a lot of questions about what you can do to improve articles. If you're marketing, ask whatever questions you can do to increase marketing and membership.
Absolutely. And now, obviously, with all of the work that you've done as the membership marketing intern, you have obtained a lot of experience working mm-hmm. in this field. So overall, what would you say are some of the benefits associated with becoming a member for any students and any mm-hmm. young professionals tuning in? What would you say are the benefits that one can obtain from deciding to become a member here at the NAOC?
So, especially for students, it's, first of all, very affordable. It's $25 a year, so it's a little over $2 a month, which is not a lot at all. And you get a lot of benefits from becoming a member of the NAOC. So, one of the main ones, the biggest benefit that you get, which the money you put in, you end up getting back because you get discounted admission to almost every event. For example, the members who attended the ATA General Conference got a $50 discount. So that was 33% off, pretty much, what they would be paying otherwise. So you get a lot of benefits financially out of it, since you get discounts. And on top of that, you have immense opportunities to network and volunteer. And this is especially good for young professionals and students, since you're trying to get your foot in the door. And the best way to get your foot in the door is to meet people and network and have someone say, hey, I remember him or I remember her. So definitely that's number one most important thing is networking. And you also have a lot of opportunity to volunteer and to put your input in to raise certain issues that we could potentially bring up for different events. So I would definitely think it's something to consider, and it's something that you should do. Once again, it's quite affordable and you get a lot of benefits from it. And you can also fill out a membership online at nadoassociation.ca/membership. And it's very easy to do. It will take you 10 minutes. And in the mail afterwards, in about a week or two, you will get a membership card, a membership package saying what we do. And then you will get emails based on if you want it weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly on what we're doing and the upcoming events.
And obviously, becoming a member, as you mentioned, you have student members, anyone who becomes a member, not only do you benefit financially, but you automatically obtain accessibility to all of our upcoming events, our roundtables, our conferences, our discussions, so many opportunities to network. And the best thing for all of you guys tuning in who are interested in becoming members to do is to join. Consider becoming a member. You know, as Jonathan outlined, all of the benefits. You guys are listening to this interview right now, probably thinking, well, what does the NATO Association of Canada have to provide to me? Well, what we have to provide to you is not only networking, but also networking with people that can help you down the road.
Yeah,
so,
we work with a lot of policy leaders, industry stakeholders, military personnel, academics, business leaders. So a lot of different types of people all across the board. So whatever career that you want to pursue or that you're working towards, whatever goals you have, these people are there to help you. They're there to provide you with advice, and they want to help you. Otherwise, they wouldn't be members or directors themselves. And there's a lot of, you get invited to all the roundtables, all the conference, the dinners, the lectures. There's a lot of events that are member-only events, so you get access to those as well.
That's right. And now for any of the students, anyone tuning into this interview, for all of the listeners that are tuning in today, what is the best way for listeners to get a hold of you?
To get a hold of me, it's best, you can always call the office at 416-979-1875. I'm at the front desk, so I'm there Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 every day. So that's probably the best way. If you want to get a hold of me through email, you can always email me at natoassociation@gmail.com. Since I have access to that email, and I'll get it, and I'll send a response to you. Again, you can find all this online at natoassociation.ca as well.
Jonathan, in addition to working here and interning with us, I need to mention this, you are also currently completing your advanced diploma in international business at George Brown College. With your expertise and your knowledge, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in pursuing studies in international business?
Yeah, definitely. There are a lot of different routes you can take. So my best advice would definitely be to do your research on what exactly it is that you want to do and why you want to do international business and what your long-term goals are so you can better time it. Because many people will go to university right after high school, get a bachelor's and then a master, which is a really good way to go. But I myself did something different. Like right now I'm completing, as you know, my advanced diploma at George Brown College because it offers a co-op program, hence why I'm here at NATO Association of Canada. And after I complete my diploma, I plan on getting my bachelor's degree at York, which will only take me 2 years instead of the full 4 years since I already have my diploma. So I will have, within a little over 5 years, I will have an advanced diploma, work experience, and a bachelor's degree all in the field that I want to be in, and then I could always go on to get my master's in another 2 years. So once again, it's really important just to expand on your experience that you have and to know what route you want to take. School is the best option.
It really is, and I think that, you know, taking the time to look at different options that are available to you. As you know, with my background, I completed my honors BA in legal studies, followed by my master's in public service, and then I pursued law. So I spent about 8 years in school, and the best advice that I can give to anyone listening to this podcast is to get yourself out there, network, obtain the education that you want to obtain, but get as much hands-on experience as possible. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you network with the right people. With the career that I want to pursue, I've always been passionate about government, law, and international relations. So I want to pursue a field that is in international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy. So having the opportunity to complete an internship and to be with the NATO Association of Canada for over a year, it's been a year and 4 months now, has been immensely rewarding. And anyone who starts out interning is then provided with other opportunities as a result of being affiliated with the association.
You get reference letters, you get networking opportunities, get all sorts of different things.
Absolutely. So anyone tuning in, anyone interested in applying to be an intern, we do have an internship application available on the website. You can apply, and I encourage you all to look at the different programs that are on our website. See if you're interested in writing. See if you're interested in conducting interviews, and see what areas it is that you are passionate about. If you're someone who's passionate about international relations, you want to take the opportunity to have various publications released, whether it be interviews or whether it be written articles that get released every week, do look into your options. And I encourage all who are interested to at least take a chance and apply.
Even if you aren't in a research position, you still have the opportunity to write articles as well. I will be writing articles once I have a lot of my work done. I still have a lot to do here, but like I said, take every opportunity.
And now the biggest news that I have today is, you guys, I want to announce that my colleague here, Jonathan, will be doing interviews, podcasts, which will be released on the NATO Association of Canada's website. As you all know, I've been doing this for over a year, and I'll continue to contribute. But I want to encourage all of you to tune in to Jonathan's podcast. For all of those listening, what are a few interviews that our listeners can look forward to?
I'm doing an interview with Tristan Fernandez, who is the president of 350, a climate change organization. So I will be talking to her about various aspects within climate security and Canada's position if climate change worsens, and what economic perspective might look like.
So again, you guys tune in to Jonathan's podcast, which will be released soon, coming soon. I'm very excited. I'm really excited to listen to your podcast. And I know that all of you guys who've been tuning into my podcast will enjoy Jonathan's work. I can say firsthand, knowing Jonathan, that he has some amazing skills, and all of you guys have to check out his work, which will be released soon.
Soon, yes. I'm doing the interview tomorrow, so it'll be released in the next week or two.
Perfect. And now, Jonathan, I want to finish this off by, again, thanking you for your time. I want to mention again that it's been a complete pleasure having the privilege to work with you closely and to get to know you as a colleague. I have an immense amount of respect for the work that you do, for the marketing strategies that you've implemented here at the NEOC, and for all of your contributions, which resulted in the success of the 62nd ATA General Assembly. And I also want to thank, again, all of our program editors, research analysts, and volunteers for working so hard on the ATA. I cannot thank you enough, but I do want to express my appreciation to everyone who worked days and nights to make this happen. That being said, Jonathan, are there any final words you'd like to leave for our listeners today?
Well, I want to thank you again for giving me this opportunity to speak to you and getting my voice out there. Definitely, like, this is once again another opportunity for me, as it is for you. So just quickly, one last time, I just want to make another shout out to become a member if you're not a member already, because believe me, you will not regret it. You have a lot of opportunities. So become a member.
And you guys expect more to come.
Yes,
Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you, Magdalena.